Murphy says without that bill, getting funding for cleaning up the Sound is left to the whims of Congress on a year-to-year basis.
So by passing this legislation, we'll get a guarantee that over the next several years, we'll be qualifying for about $3 million a year in cleanup funds that supports everything from preserving open space to make sure that it's not captured for development to restoring habitats for fish and wildlife along Long Island Sound.
Murphy got a tour of the West Haven coastline from the city's mayor, Edward O'Brien, who says West Haven's 750 miles of underground sewer pipes are old and cracking. O'Brien says that means when groundwater rises, it infiltrates the pipes, causing the wastewater treatment plant to overflow.
We're embarking on a plan where we're going to camera and try and repair 150 miles a year. So it'll be a five-year plan to repair that and stop our wastewater treatment plant from overflowing, you know, putting contaminants and nitrogen into the Sound.
O'Brien says if the Stewardship Act were to pass, West Haven would apply for funding to help replace those pipes. Murphy says it's likely the bill will be included in a larger environmental legislative package that will be voted on near the end of the year. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.